It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, April the 17th, 2023, and it is 1900 UTC, so I'm here with you here live for some news. Let's go ahead and get our terminal fired up so we can talk to everybody. If you're new to the show, just SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, go ahead and launch com, C-O-M, press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and when you do, boom, you will be in the Anon Radio Room, hanging out with all the cool folks, like Jeff and Dra, and LCD, and Dylan, and Albatross, and everyone else, X1, Ratsu, Gerbil Fat, just thinking of different people who are in comm a lot of the time. But anyway, welcome, welcome. It is a fun day because if all the numbers are right, it is the 666th show. So I thought that was kind of cool. But sadly, my audio, I've got mix going in, but I don't have my music library reconstituted yet. So, we'll get there. Oh, Sphere, one of the nodes in SDF is S-V-E-R-I-G-E. Apparently it's pronounced Sveria. Sveria? I'm not sure. Something like that. Who knows? We'll find out eventually, I guess. All right, let's go ahead and just get into some news. I'm just kind of spaced out. But let's start the way we pretty much always start. And that, my friends, is with
world news.
World news. So, away we go. So first up, a horrifying death coming to us from China. A Chinese acrobat has died after falling to her death during a performance on Saturday. Hey, X1. The woman named Sun fell during a flying trapeze performance in the city of Suzhou in central Anhui province. Footage shared widely online shows the gymnast falling onto a hard stage after a routine went wrong with her acrobatic partner, who's also her husband. Miss Sun fell from a significant height after he failed to catch her with his legs during a stunt. She was taken to hospital, where efforts by doctors to save her life failed. The popular news website, The Paper, reported that she leaves behind two children. Officials say an investigation is underway into the incident. According to The Paper, Miss Sun and her husband, surnamed Zhang, had worked together for many years and had often performed without safety belts for the sake of looking good. The footage has horrified people in China, and although social media users in the country have acknowledged acrobatics carry a high level of risk, they have also voiced concerns about the industry's lack of safety measures. So, it's kind of sad, but a bit of a surprise. Trapeze accident leaves one dead. What's bigger than one? Well, seven. Seven, including a child, die after gunmen open fire at La Palma Resort in Mexico. Seven people, including a child, were killed when a band of gunmen opened fire at a resort in central Mexico. The gunmen invaded the La Palma Resort and shot the vacationers at the swimming pool. The attack is said to have taken place around 4:30 p.m. on a Saturday. Officials in the Cortazar municipality in Guanajuato state said in a statement that after the shooting, the attackers destroyed the spa shop and took the security cameras before fleeing. Three women, three men, and a seven-year-old child were among the dead. One person was severely injured. A video posted on social media shows several people running about crying, screaming, and hugging their children. The video was taken by an eyewitness, was also shared on a local news site, and shows victims collapsed on the floor in the chairs, or on the chairs where they were sitting amid thick clouds of smoke. Hey, one of Alts, welcome, welcome. News coming in, breaking news. One of Vault's book will be, poem book of poetry will be published. Way to go! Congratulations. When you find out if you have a for sale URL, let us know. I'll advertise it. Officials said the search for the attackers is ongoing. Police have not revealed any possible motive for shooting so far. After the shooting, the attackers destroyed the spa shop and took the security camera. Earlier this month, four bodies were recovered near a beach in Mexico's Cancun, and the latest apparent incident of violence against tourists in the resort town. Hey, Bob Junkman, welcome, welcome. So what's bigger than seven? Well, that's 12. 12 people have died of heat stroke at an Indian award event. 12 people have died from heat stroke, while many others have been admitted to hospital after attending an awards ceremony in India's Maharashtra state. The government-sponsored event took place in an open ground under a blazing sun and lasted for several hours. Thousands of people attended Sunday's event, which was held to felicitate a prominent social activist. Many people complained of dehydration and other heat-related ailments after attending. Navi Mumbai, a city close to the financial hub of Mumbai, where the event was held, recorded a maximum temperature of 38°C on Sunday, which is 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Photos of the event show thousands sitting directly under the sun with no roof or cover, providing any kind of shelter. And we'll get you a link to one of those photos coming to us from the BBC. Okay, it is going to be at sdf.org/l/pk. That's sdf.org/lima/papakilo. That's sdf.org/l/pk. That's all lowercase. Hey, all right, Bob Jonkman's here for news and Mahdi news. Cool. The book from One of Vaults will have a few English poems, one French poem, and several Turkish poems. So it'll be Orman Haydutlar. In Turkish. Lots of people died of heat stroke there in India. If you check out that image, you can see why. It doesn't look like it's very comfortable. But, you know what? Sometimes people... Yeah, anyway, just sucks. It's a huge... It's a giant event. It just sucks that someone had to die. People died. Alright. Sorry, I'm just making sure I got everything here. Alright. Sorry, it's just putting it all together. Alright, so we got that going on. Next up, what's bigger than 12? Well, 28. We're going another way. 26. At least 26 killed in Syrian desert ambush. At least 26 people searching for valuable truffles in the Syrian desert have been killed by the Islamic State group, state media and activists say. Civilians and pro-government fighters were among the victims of the attack on Sunday in Hama province, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported. IS militants have repeatedly preyed on those searching for the fungus, with more than 150 people killed this year. A kilogram can fetch more than the country's average monthly wage. Syria's state-run Sana news agency cited a police source saying that IS militants attacked the group in the eastern countryside of Hama, killing 26. Searching for truffles is extremely dangerous, as hunters contend with landmines and IS fighters maintain hideouts in the desert where they grow. But many who face poverty and unemployment exacerbated by Syria's war risk the dangers, as the fungus can sell for up to $25 per kilo. And the average monthly wage is around $18. The window of time in which to make money is small, as the truffle season only lasts from February to April. 15 truffle hunters were killed last month, 26 this month so far. Alright, so... We counted up with worldwide deaths, but now it's time to look at domestic deaths, you know, because we still have some domestic slaughter to talk about as well. The investigation into the shooting by a homeowner of Ralph Jarl, a black teenager, who went to the wrong house to pick up his younger brothers, includes questions about whether race played a role. Clay County Prosecutor Zachary Thompson said Monday that his office is working with police to quickly review the case and determine if the homeowner should be charged. Details on Jarl's condition, other than he is stable, have not been released. We understand how frustrating this has been, but we can assure the public that the system is working, Thompson said in a news release. As with any serious case submitted to our office, we will approach this case in an objective and impartial manner. At a news conference on Sunday, Police Chief Stacy Graves acknowledged the outpouring of anger over the shooting. I want everyone to know that I'm listening and I understand the concern we're receiving from the community. Jarl, age 16, was identified online by relatives. He was shot Thursday night when he drove to a home a few blocks away from his own to pick up his twin younger brothers. He didn't have a phone with him and went to the wrong block, his aunt Faith Spoonmore wrote on a GoFundMe page set up to help pay medical bills. By Monday morning, more than $1.1 million had been raised from 29,000 donations. Spoonmore wrote that Jarl pulled into the driveway and rang the bell. The man in the home opened the door, looked my nephew in the eye, and shot him in the head, Spoonmore wrote. When Jarl fell to the ground, the man shot him again. Despite being shot twice, the teen was able to run to neighbors to seek help. Unfortunately, he had to run to three different homes before someone finally agreed to help him after he was told to lie on the ground with his hands up. Jarl is a gifted musician, a clarinetist who earned Missouri All-State Band honorable mention and plays several instruments in the youth orchestra. Spoonmore says Jarl is doing well physically but has a lot of trauma to overcome emotionally. Oh, yeah. And for a non-radio listeners, can I tell this on the air? I think I can. If you go to sdf.org/l/papalima, it's sdf.org/l/pl, all lowercase, you'll get a little sneak peek, a preprint of one of Vault's work. So we'll see that. Yeah, there's no charges yet, Bob Jonkman, because there's a big it's one of those things. It's because they could be a stand your ground case, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? They're trying to figure it out. But don't worry. There's more death and destruction on the way. Two people were killed and four injured. In Louisville, Kentucky, after someone fired a gun into a city park. Officers responded to reports of a shooting in Chickasaw Park around 9 a.m. on Saturday and found several people suffering from gunshot wounds. Two individuals were pronounced dead on the scene. Four of the wounded were transported to hospitals. One person required surgery and was in critical condition. Louisville Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey said during a press conference Saturday. Hundreds of people were in the park at the time of the shooting when someone started shooting into the crowd, hitting at least six people. Yeah, for ringing the doorbell. He went to the wrong house, and the guy opened the door and just shot him in the head and then shot him when he was on the ground. Police do not yet know who opened fire at the park, and no suspects have been named. So, in Nashville, we just had somebody go to a crowded park and just start shooting into the crowd at random people. Gotta love it. And, meanwhile, in Russia, we don't have any words of anybody being shot. But opposition activist Vladimir Kara-Murza has been sentenced to 25 years for charges linked to his criticism of the war in Ukraine. So, you know, you would think so, but you never know. It's kind of a sad, sad state of affairs. Okay. Well, what else is happening in the world? Well, yeah, exactly, Bob Jungman. I know. It's very upsetting. People are really pissed. Four people killed and 28 injured in an Alabama shooting at a birthday party. So this is even... makes as much sense as shooting into a crowd, I guess. At least four people were killed, including a high school football player in a shooting that erupted during a birthday party held inside a dance studio in the small town of Dadeville, Alabama. More than 28 people were injured, some critically during the shooting, about 60 miles northeast of the state capital of Montgomery. It took place around 10:30 p.m. on a Saturday. Law enforcement officers didn't immediately say if a suspect was in custody or if investigators knew of any motivation. The police called for people to come forward with any information. We're going to work in a very methodical way through this scene, to look at the facts and ensure that justice is brought to bear for the families. We've got information from the community. Basically the police are saying, we don't know anything. Please, if you saw anything, let us know. It's just a sad way to mark a birthday. And in Ethiopia, we have recruiting going on. Ethiopia recruits 500,000 women for domestic work in Saudi Arabia. Human rights activists have criticized Ethiopia's continuing recruitment of women for domestic work in Saudi Arabia. In early March, Hurut, who's not a real name, was playing with her toddler at her home in Addis Ababa's Makanisa district when she got a call from an unknown number asking if she wanted to work in the Middle East. It came as a shock for the 27-year-old, who spent 6 years as a domestic worker in Kuwait before returning to Ethiopia in 2020. I was afraid because I thought they might be human traffickers and wondered how they found my name and number, she told. Hey, Maxime, welcome. The callers told Hurut that they were state employees who had obtained her file from a government database for returnee migrants from the Middle East. Since the 80s, Ethiopians have been flocking to Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, and Kuwait in search of blue-collar jobs, mostly arranged by local recruitment agencies or human traffickers. This time, the Ethiopian government is overseeing the entire process, including recruitment and advertising. Oh, yeah, LCD. That's true. You've caught on. If you didn't know, it is the 666th show of the Niche Show. That means a lot. We owe this show as an offering to the darkness.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music. Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Lost in leaving, Tarlhill lost. bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Back.
Well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house with the rising sun. Chicken in the grand pan, picking out dough. Granted, it's your dog back, no child, no.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF and our Dark Lord. It is the 666th episode of News to Me. So glad you're here, and we could celebrate it bringing Mix back online and just having a good old time with a little Devil Went Down to Georgia, Ballad of Paralysis, and all of that kind of stuff. So we're having a good old time because it's a special day. I do want to remind you, you are listening to Anon Radio, which is powered by SDF, and SDF is powered by you. So thank you for being here, hanging out. Shout out to Dylan. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you were here for this. Stick around at 1930 UTC every goddamn day, so that's in about 8 minutes. We've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that kind of goes through. It's hard to describe. Sometimes we're out and about doing exploring, looking for Mates, or we might call them marmots. And sometimes we're out wandering around collecting golf balls or doing something else or working on synthesizers. So it's definitely a fun time. Time always flies by. So anyway, check that out. That'll be coming up in not too long, in just about 8 minutes, 7 minutes or so. Hey, Bite Me 8827, welcome. All right, so let's do a few more pieces of news here for us all before we get out of here. Kenya's Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi came to a near standstill for more than 8 hours on Monday following an aborted takeoff by a Singapore Airlines cargo plane that clogged up the only runway for the airport. The Boeing 747-400 freighter, which is bound for Amsterdam, experienced technical engines issues with one of its engines just as it was about to take off. Although the crew managed to stop the plane, flight SQ Sierra Quebec 7343, before it was airborne, some of the tires deflated as it came to a stop. Apologizing for the inconvenience, the spokesman said investigations were ongoing. Kenya's Ministry of Roads and Transportation said in a statement that 11 of the aircraft's 16 rear tires had punctured during the incident. Wow, I did not realize there were that many wheels on a 747-400, but there you go. Ministry also said that some 100 tons of cargo had to be removed from the plane, which also needed to have its damaged tires replaced before it could be towed away. Kenya's Cabinet Secretary for Roads and Transport later said in a Twitter post that the aircraft was removed about 4:40 p.m. Hey, Bite Me 8827, congrats on the new Chromebook. That's kind of fun. Oh, let's see what we got here about Quentin providing an API. nice. Bastard Operator from Hell API. So that's beautiful. I may use this. All right, so let's keep on going. So Kenya had a runway problem. SpaceX also had a problem. SpaceX Starship. Elon Musk's firm postpones launch of biggest rocket ever. An attempt to launch the most powerful rocket ever into space has been postponed for at least 48 hours. The vehicle, known as Starship, has been built by SpaceX. The uncrewed mission on Monday was called off minutes before the planned launch from Boca Chica. The problem appears to have been caused by a frozen pressurant valve, Musk tweeted, but SpaceX could try to launch again later this week. Starship stands nearly 120 meters high and is designed to have almost double the thrust of any rocket ever built. The aim is to send the upper stage of the vehicle eastward to complete almost one circuit of the globe. Before the launch was postponed, Mr. Musk had appealed for everyone to temper their expectations. It's not uncommon for a rocket to experience some kind of failure on its initial outing. It's the first launch of a very complicated, gigantic rocket, so it might not launch. We're going to be very careful, and if we see anything that gives us concern, we'll postpone the launch, he had told a Twitter Spaces event. I don't know what Twitter Spaces are or what a Twitter Space event is, so that's just kind of what's going on. There's a useful infographic, though, that I want to share with you. It's over there at sdf.org/l/pm. Hey, Tobe! Tobit Miku has arrived. Welcome, welcome. sdf.org/l/pm. That's sdf.org/lima/papamike. sdf.org/l/pm, all lowercase. And that will take you to show you the max payload to low Earth orbit in kilograms for the Space Shuttle, Falcon Heavy, SLS Block 1, Saturn V, and then Starship. The Saturn V could do 118,000 kilograms, and Starship can do 150,000 kilograms. I'll let you know whenever that gets fixed. Let's see, what else is going on? The rest of these stories were kind of more long-form pieces that I thought were interesting news. They're long, so I don't know if I'll just tell you about a few things. There is a very cool old place. If you speak Japanese, anyway, you might check it out. I can't say it quite right, probably, but there is a very old soya sauce shop. That has an online presence now. So, kadocho.co.jp. So, they've got an online store. You can buy really old or traditionally made old school soya sauce, which is pretty cool. I'm excited. I want to buy some if I can figure out how to get some shipped to here. So, we'll find out. Or if you know, if anybody knows. We've got Ranch 99 and the other one, shucks, I can't remember. We've got several Asian stores here in Austin. I'm sure I could find something, but I wanted to get it from Japan. That'd be kind of cool. All right, what else is going on? I don't know. It's really hard to think, you know, whenever the Dark Lord's just, like, going on in the back of your head, you know? So, let's see. You know what? I'll just tell you. Tonight or tomorrow? Probably tomorrow. I forgot I have a meeting at 8 o'clock. But, we've got a wonderful movie that's come out called Suzume? Anime should be available all over the place. Suzume. So you can check that out. And, I don't know. Kind of all over the place. Yes, Quentin, you're right. Let me see if... Oh, did I close it? It's from the Straits Times. Check it out if you're interested in soy sauce or in...
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Talk to you then.
And enjoy your soy sauce. We'll be back.